Well, let's just put it this way, to have awareness of points of view. In other words, that points of view appear in awareness. That's good. But even better is awareness which is not in a state of noticing points of view. In other words, it's not grounded in points of view. It's experiential. Reality is not points of view. It's awareness. The identification is solely with awareness. Now, most people, once they're introduced to awareness, the first realization, so to speak, or direct experience is that of awareness of points of view. Now, that's a huge realization if one has been all wrapped up in points of view, because all of a sudden, points of view aren't necessarily something that is all-powerful. Once you're introduced to the reality of what you are, you usually gradually lose interest in the other way of being. Even if forceful ways of acting may come up, forceful negative points of view, either very quickly or very gradually, you'll lose interest in that. So you see, to go from noticing points of view to not noticing points of view, it isn't like you've been noticing points of view every day of your life. One morning you wake up and you no longer notice points of view. This is what we expect to happen and what we want to happen. But if you look at how organic everything really is and the way everything spontaneously occurs, well, it usually doesn't happen like that. But what you can see is what points of view you did notice a while back and that you no longer notice now. And then, like a good scientist, you can say to yourself, self, whoever you are, I see that you don't notice these points of view you used to have. And so that means you're headed in the right direction. It's going to be likely that there are going to be more and more of those points of view that aren't noticed, that don't claim your attention, that don't act as a resource for you wandering off into some kind of calamity. Now, another common erroneous idea these days is that awareness means not having any points of view. Now, this is much different than not noticing points of view. Awareness that doesn't have any points of view is a non-conceptual state, a non-conceptual point of view. So if awareness is present in conceptual points of view, it's also present in non-conceptual points of view. Non-conceptual points of view and points of view, other kinds of points of view, are equal in all being points of view, whether they're conceptual or non-conceptual. So forcing yourself into some kind of state of non-conceptuality in which no thoughts occur, this is also a fabricated state, and it isn't an indication of the equalness of all points of view. So these are some of the common misperceptions starting out. Now, it may be easy for you to rest or take a short moment of awareness when negative points of view appear, and it may not. Whatever it is, that's just the way it is. Just take it easy. Keep it simple. Enjoy yourself. Don't get lost in all the ideas about everything. And you'll become immensely more friendly with yourself and friendlier with others too. Either there's a sudden realization, which we've already stated is very, very rare. Most of the time it's just a fabricated state that's called a sudden realization. Or there is gradual confidence and awareness. Now, the gradual confidence and awareness comes about in a couple of ways. One is, and this way can be absolutely guaranteed, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not, or what kind of mental games you want to twist around it. The first way is short moments of awareness, repeated many times, become automatic. That's the core practice of the Great Freedom Teaching. Short moments of awareness, repeated many times, become automatic. Now that means, it doesn't mean exerting yourself in a way where you're always questioning yourself. Am I aware? Am I not aware? Is this the now? Am I present? Is the ego getting me? You know, all of these. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking a short moment of uncontrived awareness. As often as you may have that short moment of uncontrived awareness, again and again until it becomes automatic. Now, this has worked for more people than any other practice ever on the face of the earth. Throughout time, this is the most successful of all practices. So why would you be any different? This is a question you could ask yourself. I don't have to ask you. Why would I be any different? Now, some people today have heard so many erroneous things about awareness that they're just fed up. They don't want to do anything. They don't really even want to hear about it. Well, if that's the case and you don't want to take short moments and you feel like that's something that you're just too skeptical to buy into, then just listen. Just open up as much to the knowledge of your own nature as you possibly can. Some of the people who come to Great Freedom have increasing confidence and awareness just from listening to the talks. That's it. They never practice short moments. Their practice of short moments, you could say, is in listening to the talks. That's when they're just able to let everything drop, all the ideas about what everything is and all the need to identify with labels and descriptions of what everything is. So you see, this is absolutely key. In one way or another, it's important to give yourself that break, because otherwise you're exposing yourself over and over and over again to billions of people who are attempting to convince themselves and everyone else that phenomena have an independent nature. And that's the only conversation you ever hear anywhere. You never hear any other conversation. People, places, and things are real. Money, food, sex, education, healthcare, relationships. This is the real world, right? Uh-huh. Well, you see, if that's all you ever hear, then it's very likely you'll buy into that. But if you hear this one lone voice saying something else, and when you hear that voice, you resonate and you go, wow, every cell in your being is going, yay, wow, this is great. Then you know that there's something in that that's going to help you relax. So if you can take the short moments, that's great. If you're fed up with that, then just listen and let yourself relax while you listen, and the same way you'd relax if you listened to music you love. So you see, if there are areas of your life where the same thing keeps coming up again and again, and you feel that you become unaware, that you don't recognize awareness, and you know if you're unaware or you're not recognizing awareness because you start to feel tense and anxious, and you really believe in whatever is happening. You really believe in it, totally believe in it, whatever that is. Like, I've got to keep working as hard as I can, because if I don't, X, Y, and Z will happen. you know, the whole world will fall apart. In other words, I'll lose my relationship, I'll lose my house, I'll lose everything I built, and on and on and on. This is how one point of view leads to another. So in order to be aware in that situation, it doesn't mean changing the content of it. It doesn't mean that the points of view that are appearing need to change. That isn't what it means at all. It means that while the points of view are appearing, awareness is exceedingly obvious. While the points of view are appearing. The points of view are appearing, but they do not command attention. Exactly the same story. Got to keep working hard. If I don't keep working hard, everything's going to fall apart. Everything I've built up over all these years is going to crumble. Now, a lot of times when we've been hustling and bustling around in the world of points of view looking for answers, then it doesn't feel comfortable to wait. We got to be doing something, and we got to do it now. And we feel if we don't do it now, the whole world's going to cave in. Does that sound familiar? And so you see, part of this equanimity or balance that we're talking about is to rely on the clarity of awareness for the answers to problems, to rely on the clarity of awareness for solutions rather than getting all wrapped up in the points of view.